Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAO, ACA, GAPA, SLA, SLA, ACRRR, MMDRA, HACMA, FA, or any of them there, guys.
Any of them guys, or the Anons.
Not even the Anons.
Nope. Not them there, neither.
No. Shelly has gold.
Gold toenails. Bam.
Wow.
They're the toes.
Looks like toe fungus.
With the Midas touch.
Wow, Shelly pulls out the James Bond theme song from Goldfinger.
Goldfinger, bam.
Okay. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
Why'd you decide to paint your toenails gold? That laugh would have been great into the microphone.
Toe fungus?
Yes, Mark tells me I just paid $3 so that I could paint toe fungus on my toes.
I don't think it looks like toe fungus.
I don't either, but it was funny at the time.
Yeah.
I just said that for the effect.
For comic effect?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Dude.
See, it's much better into the microphone. We're getting all tanked up on coffees and stuff here. That's what it is. I think between the three of us, we got
caffeine
about...
and tobacco.
I think we have about 9 shots going on right here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't do an ad shot.
Mine are decaf.
Oh, so not so much.
So I'm okay.
You dragged the average down.
I did drag the average down.
We still average 2 shots a person.
Because Bruce has a triple.
I have a triple. Oh, no, Shelly's probably only got
a normal. Double.
I had him put 7 shots in hers.
Ooh.
Wanted to see how she reacted tomorrow when she shared at 7 a.m. at the meeting she's going
to
lead.
I got to get up at 5 in the morning,
oh,
so
my
we need
God.
To move this along.
Where are you leading at?
Charter.
Oh. Oh.
I used to go to that meeting fairly regularly,
actually. Oh.
But then I came to my senses and realized that 7 o'clock was much too early to be thinking at all.
I didn't even realize there were 2 5:30s till somebody asked me to lead that meeting. It was not the one I usually see.
I remember people used to come and wake me up off the roof of the club. They'd be like, come down to a meeting. I'm like, it's still dark. And they're like, come on down. We got coffee. I'm like, that's no good. The noon meeting has coffee. We have donuts. All right, I'll be right down. I mean, seriously.
We'll take you to breakfast
who
after.
Who gets up that early to go to a meeting?
Lots of people.
I had nothing better to do, and I didn't get up that early. Sheesh.
No, but I'll bet you got up that early if your dealer was up.
We just
no, I
up.
Wouldn't have been to bed yet.
We just stayed up in that situation.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you kind of had to. Because, I don't know, Mark, maybe, you know, but like sort of that 3 to 6 thing is kind of like...
Graves.
Yeah, but that's also like when it's like persona non grata to call your
unless you
your
have
dealer.
A lot of cash.
You got to have a lot of cash.
Which and, you didn't by that time.
And he's by 3 a.m., not a lot.
It's hard to get a front at 4:30 in the morning.
You think that's bad? You guys bitch and complain about how like the 4 hours that you couldn't get dope? Alcoholics had it much worse.
2 to 5?
2 to 5?
2 to 6.
2 to 6?
It's
only 1 hour difference.
2 to 7.
No, 6.
Is it 6?
What kind of alcoholic are you? You can tell you didn't go out early in the morning to try and buy booze.
No, I almost never drank in the morning.
Listen to her,
almost
bitch.
Never. Almost never, except for what I did.
I did drink in the morning on my first honeymoon. We had mimosas.
That doesn't count.
Mimosas in Hermosa.
Mimosas aren't even considered to be drinking.
Lead to cocaine in my vein.
Mimosas don't even
that?
Count as drinking.
It's not a song. Someone posted that the other day on Facebook. They said, I'm going for Mimosa and Hermosa. I'm like, the problem is when I do Mimosa and Hermosa, I end up with cocaine in my vein. You know what that means.
What's that mean?
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
Ow, I couldn't get up there for a minute because my part of my butt has fallen asleep. And I had that, you know, when you can't move the muscles because they're all pokey.
Yeah, what do they call that?
Pokey? I like to call it pins and needles time.
Yeah, prickly. Prickly.
Pins and needles time.
Shout outs to Donald, Fran, Bill, Deborah, and Brian.
Brian?
Brian.
Who's Brian?
He's that guy.
He gets more shout outs than almost anybody now. Oh, you know what? We're missing some shout outs lately. These aren't for news shout outs, but how about Zach? Our buddy Zach.
The Zach Attack.
The big Zach Attack.
Who's Zach?
Zach's from one of our meetings. He listens to the show now. And we haven't really shouted out to Fran lately.
I just did.
Well, yeah, but like not in like the Frantastic sort of she's our number one Fran way.
Fran's
well,
probably working. She's probably busy right now.
No, she downloads the shows and listens to him on her way to work and her breaks and after work.
And then...
Because she's dedicated.
She is.
Recovery 101 sponsored in part by Bill Piper.
Yes.
Of course.
And our buddy Howard. I want to say hi to Howard to you. Sweet.
And then we've got the peanut gallery.
Yes, we have peanut galleries that may not want their names on the show.
Marty, the one-man party.
Yeah, Marty wants his name on the show.
And the man with two names.
You can call him Ray, or you can call him Jay. Or you can call him RJ, or you can call him Ray J.
Wait a minute, Jay?
Ray Anthony.
Oh.
He's just our buddy making Ray crap Anthony. Up now.
Yeah, he is.
I'll just play
okay, him. Let's see. We're going to Pennsylvania.
We are.
Yes.
Are we going to be involved in an Amish drive-by?
No.
Clop, 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 bang, bang, bang.
No.
Clop, clop, clop.
We're going to leave there about quarter to four?
Vicky Jo Mills was arrested and charged with 10 counts of aggravated assault, 10 counts of simple assault, and 10 counts of reckless endangerment after she finally admitted to authorities that she had been, over time, putting Visine eye drops into the drinking water bottles of her boyfriend.
Oh.
What for?
Because she wanted more attention, and she thought he wasn't giving her enough attention. So, obviously, poisoning him is going to fix that.
It's not poisoning.
It is, actually.
There's no long-term effects.
So, you can put it in your eyes, but you can't...
Yes, you can put it in your eyes. But if you ingest it, it causes nausea, vomiting, blood pressure problems, and breathing problems. If you get enough of it in your water, it can kill you.
No drinking the Visine, children.
If you put 3.5 drops in a screwdriver?
No, she put a bottle in his water bottle every time that she did.
That's not good. If you put 3.5 drops in a screwdriver, though, you get rid of a bad customer in a bar.
That's right.
Well, at any rate, she'd done it 10 times.
Did you swallow it? Will
attention.
It clear up your eyes?
It'll send you to the restroom for the evening.
Call me crazy, but making your boyfriend barf crazy. Doesn't sound like a good way to get attention.
No. Makes him need her.
She'll have to help him. What kind of help does anybody need if they're throwing up?
Somebody to keep their hair out of it.
I never needed help when I was throwing up.
Shelley?
What?
Your hair's not long enough.
It was then.
You never had a girl hold your hair up?
No.
She drank
alone.
What
kind of alcoholic are you?
She drank alone.
I drank alone.
Yeah, with nobody else?
Just me and my good buddy Wiser. That's all I ever need.
Wow.
I drink alone.
Is there a country song somewhere in your horizon?
No, that's a George Thurgood song.
Okay.
I drink alone.
Okay, in Salt Lake City, the DEA...
Is this the meth bust?
Yes, the DEA is on quite a streak in Salt Lake.
Yeah, they are.
This week, they seized 22 pounds of meth that was directly linked to the Sinaloa drug cartel. One man, Humberto Cuadras Alvarez, was arrested.
In a car, right? Or a truck or something?
It doesn't say in the story what he was arrested in. But they also seized 500 pounds of marijuana and $20,000 worth of cash.
Dude, these guys are on top of it right now.
In a separate bus, they seized 57 pounds of meth. Oh, this is the vehicle, from a vehicle, with a retail value of $4 to $6
million. How much was the cash valued at?
I just said. $4 to $6 million.
No, no, no. Was there any cash in the vehicle?
$20,000.
How much was it valued at?
Huh?
No, what I think is if they say they found 20 grand in cash, they found 60 grand in cash. And it wasn't 57 okay, pounds cool. of meth, it was 63 pounds of meth.
Okay, I'm a bear of very little brain. You have to spell these
gonna,
little jokes
and
out.
And who's going to yell and scream? There weren't 57 pounds, there were 63 pounds. Add another count.
Yeah. He had more than we thought.
Now we have the, I don't even know what to call the sick bastard of the week. I don't think there's a kazoo sound for that. Out of Dover, Delaware, Dr. Melvin Morse is a local pediatrician. He was doing research into near-death experiences in children.
Oh.
Authorities believe that he had been furthering his experimentation by waterboarding his 11-year-old stepdaughter.
What?
Yes, he would waterboard her to get simulate drowning to get her close to death so that he could observe the effects.
Dude.
That's what I mean by sick bastard of the week.
That's the sick bastard of the week.
Yeah.
Dude, that's disgusting. Yeah, I mean, really. Waterboarding is... So, what happened?
He's been arrested.
They took the daughter, yes?
Yeah.
It doesn't say.
That girl will not be trying out for the swim team anytime soon.
Probably not.
That's horrible. I joked about it, but that's really freaking horrible.
They gave him an orange jumpsuit and a tube of KY and said, you want to keep that close, you may need it.
Yeah, dude, they put that guy in general population. Someone's going to off him. Almost for sure.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird, like, the guys that are like, they go to jail for all these horrendous things, and then suddenly in jail, like, they get this moral, you know,
deviant
direction. Kill that motherfucker.
There's an unspoken hierarchy in prison.
I think it's pretty much spoken at this point.
Well, true. I mean, but it's not written down.
Spoken, as a matter of fact.
All right. In Canberra, Australia.
I'd like to go there.
The High Court of the land.
We should do a show from there.
Upheld the world's. This is now the world's toughest law on cigarette advertising. Cigarette companies are no longer permitted by law to put their logo or their name on their packages of cigarettes.
What?
The cigarettes are going to be a uniform olive drab color. They will feature dire warnings and graphic photographs of smoking's ill effects. But no advertising, no logos, nothing.
How can
a government... would you know what you were buying?
Wait a minute. How can a government get away with telling a company you can't put the name of your own company on your own product?
Oh, well, the tobacco companies are seriously fighting this.
They're
saying that this sets a precedent and that it devalues their brand dramatically, that they would lose billions of dollars from sale because if you can't tell what you're smoking, why would you care? I mean, a lot of people will just say, give me a pack of cigarettes because they, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to open up a cigarette brand.
Yeah.
Olive drab.
Yeah. Give me a pack of cigarettes. Which one do you want? The one with the guy with the hole in his throat.
Yeah, really?
That's my favorite.
Right, there's pictures on it.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Give me the one with the guy with the hole in his throat.
Oh, my God.
In Manhattan, New York.
Give me the one with the black lung on the side.
Customers of Salume, which is a Manhattan panini shop. You know, paninis are those pressed sandwiches. You are now able at that store to order alcoholic sandwiches, which, according to this story, because they said alcoholic sandwiches, means that the sandwiches are drunk. What they should have said was sandwiches with alcohol or containing
Thank
alcohol.
You, Thank you, Major Grammarian.
Several different paninis that they are offering are going to be infused with either scotch or gin, and they will be cooking off none of the alcohol before they serve it to you.
How many does it take to get loaded?
And it doesn't say, the story says that the state or the city has not yet said whether or not you have to be of legal drinking age to purchase the sandwich.
You would think you would have to be.
Well, the problem is that drinking laws don't cover food.
Well,
lots of things are cooked with alcohol, desserts and things that kids eat.
I know,
eat.
But that's not cooked.
Right, but
we have a Bacardi lettuce and tomato sandwich.
Yeah, really.
that gives a new meaning.
Well, what
to
I would BLT. What I would wonder is if they don't cook any of it. Like, if you went and like squirted it on the bread, it'd be pretty much like taking a shot. You know, I mean, if the bread was soaked with it or something. I mean, how many pieces of sandwich could you eat before you know? Like, I mean, is this like a little spray, or is this like two shots for a 6-inch sandwich?
The picture of the sandwich I saw, the bread had a decidedly brown tinge to it. And it wasn't from on the outside. It looked like, because the sandwich is cut in half, and the brown looked like the inside of the white bread.
So it's like going to Subway, and they got all the things there with the mayonnaise and the sauces, and you're like, yeah, I need a quadruple serving of Jack Daniels, please.
Yeah. Let's see. In Oswald Twistle, Lancashire, which is in the UK.
Fuck.
Phew. The very appropriately named Pothouse Lane has hosted a large cannabis farm that was just discovered. The actual name of the street is Pothouse Lane.
That's perfect.
Yes, police seized 200 plants and equipment in the upstairs bedroom of a house.
The only thing that really makes that a story is it's Pothouse Lane.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
otherwise it's just another story.
Well, because right. There's many, many busts. Like, they've had them in California around here where the entire house is done up, and they're pulling like 4,300 plants out of some suburban house. Usually it's the Edison bill, the electric bill, that tips them off. And I always wonder.
I think it's the it's the ding dong delivery.
It's a huge Edison bill or a huge electric bill. Why aren't they using
generators?
Dipshits.
In
Florida,
Broward County Judge John J. Hurley had to run out of the courtroom to wash his hands the other day.
Is this the Pontius Pilate syndrome?
No. There was a man.
He just got done with the Chronic Masturbators Anonymous meeting.
A man in court on Tuesday said that he had been FTA, in a failure to appear. He was brought in to get rebonded, and he told the judge that he missed his original hearing because he was sick. So the judge asked him, do you have a doctor's note or any kind of medical information or documentation or whatever? And the defendant handed him a pharmacy bag.
Uh-oh.
So the judge opened the bag, and I'm quoting the judge here, "This is what we call too much information. Good Lord." Then he told the defendant, "There's no doubt you received medical treatment on that day," and he referred the case to another judge. And then he said, "That was a bag full of venereal diseases," and left the courtroom.
Wow.
To wash his hands.
Wow. That's all you need to do, huh, to get out of something?
I guess so.
So it's just like a bunch of venereal disease treatments?
Yes.
Yeah, let me go wash my hands.
Don't know if that's going to help at this point.
I don't know how to pronounce this, Charleroi, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
David Allen Thompson has been accused of stealing. He's been arrested, 27 years old.
Did he steal somebody's name?
Well, interesting enough, he stole it out of a police station. He went to the police station on Saturday night. He said he had some information for the officers. They still don't know what the information is because he saw a few officers booking marijuana into evidence at the desk.
Perfect.
And he said, "I just couldn't help myself. That bud smelled so good." Reached over the counter, grabbed it, and ran off. And, of course, he got caught.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a good excuse. It smelled so good.
It does.
That's what I said about cocaine. Loved the smell.
Yeah.
Smelled it for years.
A customer came in my store one time, this guy from Colombia. I go, "You're from Colombia, you do a lot of cocaine." He goes, "I can't stand cocaine, but it smells really good."
All right. And I believe, unless I have another story, I don't think that I've got another one that I would want to do.
That you would want to do?
Yeah.
In other words, she has other stories, but they're lame.
Well, no, it's not that they're lame. It's just that
they're sick and twisted.
Yeah, I mean, we can save them if we want to.
Most of the stories we do.
You never save them.
Oh, wait, I have one more that I have to do. I have to do because it's a shout-out to Fran's little corner of the world. Goodlettsville, Tennessee. The Goodlettsville All-Stars Little League team has advanced to the Little League World Series.
The quarterfinals.
Go, Fran's team. Yay.
They were playing today. You know how I know? Because there were people that was on at the donut shop, and there were people in the stands that had Titans shirts on.
It was probably Fran.
I didn't even think to look. Could have been.
Okay, and that is the... Oh, wait, no.
Nope, there's another one.
We got one more. In South...
In Beach, South, Florida!
No, just South Florida. a man, 54 years old, was arrested on charges of assault, disorderly conduct, resisting an officer, possession of alcohol in an open container, and via probation violation. The only reason that this is interesting is because the man's legal name that he was given at birth is Jack Me Off Mud.
Jack Me Off Mud.
With a name like that, is it any wonder he turned into a drunk?
Is it M-I-O-F-F?
No, Jack Me Off. It's J-A-C-K-M-E-O-F-F. And then his last name is Mud.
You know what I used to like
what
to do?
What parent thought that was a good idea?
You know what I used to like to do with substitutes? You put the name Mike, you put the last name Hunt. And listen to him call that out a few times.
Yeah, that's an old joke. Okay, that is the... Wow, we're over time. I wasn't
imagine that.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. Okay, that's the end of the Boozy News. Hurry up, dudes. The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College.
Sweet. We've got a topic. Shelly, we've got it. Come on, you know what this one is.
Are we on made direct amends wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others?
Step 9.
I was pretty close, yeah.
Whatever.
Step 9, baby. We've advanced that far. We're going to be amazed before we're halfway through this step. How'd you do it, John?
I was amazed that I made it to that step.
I sort of was, too. But it's
I don't
okay.
Know. I just did what I was told to do.
And okay, what was that?
Well, I had to make amends to a certain person I didn't even want to talk to first. It was the old, I don't want to apologize to that person because they did far more crappy stuff to me than I did to them syndrome.
Okay.
But... And then my sponsor said, well, if that's the case, then that's the one you have to do first. Because obviously that was the one that was bugging me the most.
Did you take the leaf blower and clean the side of my street over to theirs syndrome?
Well, no, I did it the way she, I did it exactly the way she told me to do it. And amazingly enough, I felt much better afterwards.
She told me that she loved me.
And that person no longer had rent-free space in my head.
She wrote it on the side of the wall of their house with machine gun fire.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, you bizotch. Yeah. No, I did it the way I was told to. And then, you know, I had a lot of... I hear people say that they think that living amends is a pile of doo-doo, but I actually think they can be quite effective because I had to do some long-term amends to members of my family where I had to continue to do things over and over and over again. I'm still continuing to do one of them every single morning.
That would be me.
That would be Bruce, who's sitting over there in the corner of the studio fondling himself.
Yeah. Bruce is going to urgent care in the morning. By the time this shows up, we'll have already found out I've got a week to live or something. How about you, Mark? 9-step. How'd you do it?
With careful direction from my sponsor.
Careful direction.
Yes.
Did he do any
key step that you need a sponsor for probably more than any other?
Did he do anything like make you
really bad real fast?
You can go sideways on step 9 real fast.
Did he make you do it in a certain order or anything?
You know, he gave me a couple softballs first. Go make amends to mom.
There's a living amends one.
Yeah, but yeah, you know, but you go make amends, you know, for the shit you admitted to the first time. And, you know, but Shelley brought up living amends and people saying living amends are doo-doo. I don't know. There's some amends that I think that's the only way you can make a living or universal amend. Because you've got that part about injuring them or others. And you just can't do. There's certain things you just can't do.
Let me throw out a scenario to you.
Uh-huh.
You did something really wrong to someone.
Uh-huh.
What the item is doesn't really matter. But they don't know you did it.
Uh-huh.
And it would hurt them greatly to know.
Uh-huh.
What do you do? Like, let's say you stole a crap load of money from your grandma.
You slept with somebody's wife.
Okay.
And they don't know.
Meaning they or the wife or either one?
Well, I think the wife does.
Well, the wife, of course the wife would know. You hope. You hope she remembers. If she doesn't remember,
yeah.
It wasn't that good.
Then you owe her an amends, too.
So, it's
ooh.
Really, it's, yeah. Or a replay.
Or a replay. So you can make double amends.
That's right. That's right. Well, it's not like playing pool. Well, it's not like playing pool with a rope, you know. But, so, how do you go to that guy and make amends?
You don't.
I'm sorry I slept with your wife. I was loaded.
Yeah, because that's
an injuring others.
Yeah, you're in process of injuring someone. Mm-hmm.
But I have a question about that. The whole injuring others thing. How far removed does that go?
Like, what do you mean?
If I stole something from an institution, and I have a wife and kids, and if I go admit to those people that I stole from them, they may incarcerate me, which would take away my ability to earn a living to support my wife and kids. So it would injure them by me making that amend.
Big Book's pretty clear on that.
But I'm injuring them by not being able to support them any longer.
Mentions that almost
specifically
exactly in the Big Book.
In what way?
It says, let's say that you have not kept up your child support to someone, so you owe them a great amount of money. And if they have you thrown in jail, it's going to affect your family.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to do damage to your family. What do you do? It says, you should be able to walk up to the judge and say, here I am. Of course, then the Big Book goes on to say, what?
No, it
Shelley
doesn't say that.
No.
It says that we think the man would be foolish to do that, that's leading with the chin.
No.
Yes.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Where's the Big Book?
I've got two in the house. I got three
I got
a whole
in my
bag
car.
Full in my
you
car.
You better run and go get one.
I don't know where my keys are.
Wow.
Better run and go get one.
It says leading with the chin.
Leading with the chin is telling your spouse you slept with somebody that they don't know about. And it says, should you do that? And it says, I love that justification. Not always, we think.
Shelley's going Big Book hunting.
Shelly's going big.
She is. She's convinced she's right, and I'm pretty sure she is.
Possibly.
So
I don't know if I'd bet money on it, but I would almost bet money on it. So while she's out getting
from a practical matter, though, would it be wise to find an alternative way to make amends for that other than directly?
Possibly. And my sponsor made me go to a place I stole a bunch of stuff from, told me to go in there and just tell them I stole it. And I said, what if they want to arrest me? He goes, well, then I'll see you when you get out. And I'm like, really? I'm like, what about my girlfriend and stuff that I'm paying half the rent now? He's like, she'll have to figure something out. She knew you were a snake when she picked you up.
That's
I'm like,
right.
Oh, crap. He was a fairly cut and dried kind of guy.
Still your sponsor?
No.
Figures.
No. Well, he moved to Florida.
Huh.
I would imagine he's probably gone by now because he was quite old then. Okay. See, Shelly's going to bring it out here. She's. I could have gone to searchable big book online.
Yeah, that's okay. She went inside where the two big books are, came out with no big books, and headed for her car.
So, Mark, what would you say to one of your guys if they were going to do that?
I would find an alternative way to make that amend.
As in, like what kind? As in?
Pay the money back unanimously.
Unanimously?
Oh, anonymously. Okay, close.
It's really hard to run in scuffy slippers.
It sounded impressive, though. Ooh, Shelly's got a little kit here. A little sobriety kit. She's looking it up.
How about if I look at Big Book Chapter 6 in action, page 77?
Okay.
It says, oh, no, we're both wrong.
Okay.
It says, it is seldom wise to approach an individual who still smarts from our injustice and announce we have gone religious. In the prize ring, this would be called leading with the chin. Why leave ourselves open to be branded fanatics or religious bores? So that one has nothing to do with that. What was the other one that we said? Was, but I'm trying to think of the exact words.
Shelley's into the book. She's trying to, this has to be really, really, really thrilling for people listening.
Sure it is. That's why I was asking
turning,
what you would do.
Yeah, pages turning and keyboards chirping as they go along.
Yeah. So, Shelley?
What?
Do you want to say anything to anyone? I'm going to look up child support.
This really is like a meeting after a meeting because we're all sitting around.
It?
Yeah. It's a lot more fun when we don't go look it up and we just sit there and we go from memory.
Yeah.
Because we don't have to be right. Well, except for Bruce.
No, I got to be right.
Yeah.
So I already said that
me nuts.
I didn't get it right on what it was for because I picked the wrong thing.
Uh-huh.
But I did say that leading with the chin did not go with the child support in arrears. But I can't remember. Shelley's looking it up.
What about
in
the
book.
Thieving nature?
The thieving nature?
Yeah.
Well, I stole a lot of stuff, and. My like I said, my sponsor was real specific about me going to the people and saying I stole. Now, fortunately for me, the company I stole from had kind of morphed into another company. And I go in and tell this guy I stole all this jewelry from the jewelry department. And the guy is looking at me like, I can't believe you're telling me this. And so I said it and I'm ready. Okay, here goes Shelly. Shelly's
got it. I found it, but it's sort of, again, like the other thing, it's a fuzzy thing. He had commenced our way of life, had secured a position, and was getting his head above water. It would have been impressive heroics if he had walked up to the judge and said,
here I
am.
But of course, she didn't tell him that he had to go.
No. We suggested he write his first wife admitting his faults and asking forgiveness.
And send a small sum of money.
Yes.
Oh. There you go.
All right. So we got it kind of muddled up.
But he said...
Here's the thing
that
about
it would. I said he said it would be impressive if he went to the judge and said, "Here I am." In that case, he didn't have to. But what the big book is alluding to is that you should be able to go to the judge and admit your fault.
Uh-huh. Here's the thing. We all put a lot of credence in a book written by guys who wet their pants 3 or 4 nights a week.
I do.
So.
Yes, because it's divinely inspired.
I do because it's worked for me for 22 years. Almost 23. Because if I don't keep putting that my trust in that book, I think I'm going on my will. And that's probably on the long road to nowhere.
Trust in your higher power.
Yes.
Everybody else will let you down at one time or another.
That's true.
We just heard that in a meeting today.
Did you? God, you know what? There's about 5 minutes of that show that I'd be surprised if people didn't just click off.
I have a feeling there's parts of that show Shelly might edit out.
If I remember to.
If she remembers
to. She will never remember to. So, Shelly, what would your final words on Ninth Step be?
I don't know. It always seems a lot scarier before you start doing it. It's like anything. You know, you build up all this fear reaction to it because you're afraid to do this. You're afraid of other people's reaction to it. And, oh, that brings me to my grammar pet peeve. The entire big book is full of grammar errors.
Okay, Miss Grammarian, go.
But it bugs me when they're talking about making Ninth Step amends, and they say 9 times out of 10, the unexpected happens. If it happens 9 times out of 10, it's expected.
That's true.
Okay.
Oh, that drives me crazy. At any rate, you might project, or you might think they might do this, or they might do that, or whatever, but all you end up doing is building up, you know, this castle of fear in your head that's going to come crashing down around you.
Castle
so you might as well,
of fear.
So you might as well just do it and see what happens and not create the scenario ahead of time. And
borrow trouble?
Exactly. And I felt a lot better when I got the worst ones done. You know, and one person that I had to make an amends to that I was really dreading did not accept my amends. And I had to just move on. But once I'd done it, I actually work with this person now. And we get along okay. I was able to move on. So I would just say it's like a Nike commercial. Just do it.
Mark, final words on step 9.
If you would do it, if your life depended on it, do it.
Because it does.
Because it does.
My final words on step 9 are, without going into a diatribe, when I went to that guy at that company and told him I stole all that money. The guy looked at me. This goes along with Shelly, 9 out of 10 times the unexpected happens. I go to this guy. I am 100% convinced I am going to jail because this is grand theft. I mean, this is like a lot. And the guy goes, man, I can't believe you're sitting here telling me. And I'm expecting him to be like picking up the phone going, I can't believe you're here. Tell me, security, get in here right now. And the guy says, my cousin's in the program, and I've heard about people doing this. He goes, I've never had anyone do this with me before. And he goes, you know what? The company you stole from no longer exists. We bought them out, and I'm sure that their insurance paid for the stuff you stole. He goes, the fact that you're here making this amends to me lets me know that you were willing to come here, even under threat of going to jail, to make your life right. And I say, you know, that counts. And your amends has been made, and I forgive you.
You got the amends charge off?
And that was the one, and that was the first one I did, because my sponsor said, that's the one you're most worried about, that's the one you're going to go do first.
Well, I think that'd be the first one you did, because if you went to jail, you'd have a lot of time to think about the other one.
Oh, I could.
You could go to jail and go, this doesn't work.
Yeah, I was a damn program. Shit. So, Shelly, who are our friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can get his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
But it gets emailed to you, does it say you've got mail?
Better not.
You've got mail?
It's either you got mail or you have mail. It's not you've got mail. That's redundant.
You have got mail?
One of these days.
You know what? That's like an Alabama thing. You have got mail.
Y'all get your mail now.
Mark.
Before we put you back in chains.
Wow.
A little Joe Biden quote.
Okay. Wow. I heard interesting news. By the time this show goes up, it'll probably be panned out whether it happened or not. There was some talk of them dumping Joe Biden and putting Hillary as a running mate.
They've been talking about that for 3 years now.
I just heard it. I just heard it on the news this morning, so I don't know if they're going to do it.
Our vice president is Uncle Joe from Petticoat Junction.
Dude, you know what's funny?
I liked Uncle Joe.
Uncle Joe.
Uh-huh.
Pat Buchanan.
Uh-huh.
His son worked with me at Earthlink. Looked dead off like him. His name was Buck. Buck Buchanan. Guy started with Earthlink the very first day Earthlink started. Got, I can't remember how many shares of stock at a penny a share. When he retired from the company,
he was done.
It had split like four times. He sold it at like $29 a share. And he had gazillions of shares.
Perfect.
Petticoat Junction. Jeez. Does anybody even remember that? Most of the people out there will not remember that. Do you know what that is?
No.
He does not.
He has no clue.
What Marty does.
We put a child in the gallery.
Mark?
Yes?
Someone goes to listen to the show?
Thank you very much. If you're listening to the show by some method other than going to our site, we ask that you go to recovery101.net and click on the show from our site. When you go listen to the show, there will be a little box above that says like. You click on that box and you are a member of Podomatic. Thank you. You've been counted into the numbers of the people who peruse our show. If you're not yet a member, there will be a box come up guiding you to join Podomatic. You want to join. It's for fun and for free. Once you've joined, you can like the show. You can comment. You can put us into your playlist, which is a great idea when you're trying to find that key number to play on a Saturday night in the middle of that party with 70 people over.
And play the Recovery 101 playlist.
Recovery 101 playlist. Come on.
Yeah, it'll clear the party out.
That's
real fast.
Right. Especially if you want to end the
thing. You want people to go home?
That's right.
Start playing that.
Put that sucker on.
By the way, I almost forgot.
What?
Got a couple other shout outs, too.
Okay.
People that repost our show when I post it on Facebook. Our friend Randy.
Yeah.
Our friend Frank.
Yeah.
And our friend John the Hebrew. They often repost our show. Oh, and Breezy. DeBeezy. Hi, Breezy. DeBeezy.
Hey, Breezy.
I wonder what that nickname means. Now
it's
we got
not a nickname. That's her actual name.
That's her actual name?
Yeah.
Breezy? Yeah.
Breezy DeBreezy?
Breezy
DeBeezy.
That's awesome. I wish we could.
Oh, shout out to Sarah.
Shout out to Sarah.
Sarah just sent a text.
Okay.
Perfect.
So, we've also got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff. That is not a staff that sells crack. It is one that sells crack advertising. It's like Chore Boy.
We advertise crack.
Here. Buy Chore Boy and lighters, Bic lighters. Recovery 101, sponsored by Bic. We've also got the videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 rule 62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly, who's the lead out music by?
It is, oh crap.
It is by Oh Crap?
I missed grabbing the disc. It's by Eva Love, Wake Up Call.
Wake Up Call. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of yourself.